All right, parents. Today, parents, we must teach our children the truths of Scripture. And parents, we must confirm the truths of Scripture by our actions. Thanks for joining us as we continue these devotions on building a strong family. So the spiritual education and development of our children, that is on us. That's a weighty responsibility. It cannot be delegated to the church youth group. It can't be delegated to the Christian school. Tag, you are it. Check out this from Psalm 78. 78, verses 5 through 7. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Man, fathers, we teach our children so they can teach the next generation. You see, teaching our children, that's an investment in the next generation. What a privilege it is to bring life into the world. God allows us to do that. What a solemn responsibility we have as parents to clearly explain who God is and how much He loves us, the work of His Son on the cross, the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us, and how to live a life that is pleasing to Him. As parents, we both mentor and model all of God's message. Investing in the next generation is a deposit that keeps on giving. That is a true, meaningful, worthwhile investment. We teach our children so that our children will teach their children and their children will teach their children. God's profound plan depends on one person sharing the message with another person. This exchange is most powerful when it is life on life within the nurturing environment of the home. That's God's design. Father, give us the focus, energy, a passion as parents to mentor and model your truth to the next generation so they'll pass it on to another generation and another generation and another generation. And long after we are gone, your truth will continue. Help us keep the message clear as it comes from our lips, and then help us confirm it with our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.